Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
We're back.
We are back from our hiatus, our break.
I hear a lot of notifications.
Dinging, dinging, dinging. Where's my do not disturb when I need it? I don't actually know the name of that. But we're back.
We were on
the Christmas season.
Christmas vacation.
Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
It's over now, and now we just are, we're back in the saddle. Cold, hard.
We got one more day before we're back to work.
All the holidays are over.
New Year's Day today, actually, when we're recording this. So.
Yes, and for you, it'll be the day that you're listening to this. Might be New Year's, might be whenever.
Yeah, it'll be the observed New Year's Day.
Right, right. But let me tell you, it's going downhill. No, I'm just kidding. It's going to be fine. We're going to be fine.
Wow.
We're going to do okay, and that's that.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be a good year. It'll be a good year.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions? Maybe we should start there.
Well, let's see. I need to keep going to the gym because I haven't recently, and I'm like...
Right.
All the food over Christmas I ate, I'm starting to gain some weight again.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, oof, gotta
get back on
the
routine. You've been fluctuating a lot. Remember when you were like studying intensely? You went like,
I didn't eat at all.
I know. You almost died because you had nothing.
Bro, I was so skinny and it was bad.
You lost like 20 pounds or something?
140, I think.
And what's a healthy weight for you?
I think 150 is the, but I lost 10 pounds, which is a lot for.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Yeah, I didn't eat anything. It was so bad.
Goodness gracious.
It was so stressful that last semester.
Right, right.
But now I'm not as stressed.
Right,
work
which is a problem.
Super stressful, so it's like, hey,
yeah,
I can eat now.
But now the problem is there's too much, right? Yeah, so now we kind of hit the other end.
Yep, and oh man, over the past week, it's like, I literally was on the couch pretty much 24/7. not quite.
Right.
But I was inside
pretty
much the whole week because we were in Nebraska, as always. For every year we go, Michael's always like, so Nebraska again?
How's Nebraska?
Yeah. We got relatives there. Normally, I mean, we would never go,
it's
go
just,
there
it's
otherwise.
It's just Nebraska. It's
there.
Corn and relatives.
Yeah,
that's all.
That's true. That's true. They don't even, the Kearney where we go to, the movie theater is down. And it's been out there. It's been down for 2 years.
That's tragic. They're done.
The roof blew off 1 year. And they're like, okay, we're fixing it. And that was 2 years ago. And the theater is still not open. They have a nice theater there, but it's been down for 2 years.
That's insane.
And I'm like, what is going
Goodness
on?
Goodness gracious.
So they have a tiny mall theater. That's the only place you can watch movies. And it's terrible because it's always sold out. And they charge $15 per ticket.
Oh,
They know they're the only theater in town. So they're we're going to charge.
They have monopoly.
Out the wazoo for this. So
that's unfortunate for you.
but yeah, so anyway, yeah, I was inside a lot. We didn't have, it snowed too, so we couldn't really get out too much. It was pretty icy.
Sure.
So yeah, I just played a ton of board games, just played some video games and stuff, hung out
video
inside,
games.
And that's why I'm gaining weight. So back to New Year's resolutions. Yeah, I need to keep, I need
the
to
gym.
Pick it up, keep going to the gym. Hopefully
right.
It would be cool to go every day, but that's pretty challenging.
Sure.
Because it takes, it's at least an hour out of your day for showering,
I know, yeah.
Getting enough of a workout in. They recommend 30 minutes for sure of cardio.
Sure.
And it's for me,
per
that's
day?
Even, yeah.
Wow.
That's even hard to do because even when I do go to the gym, it's I do 15 minutes and then because I want to lift weights and stuff too.
Yeah.
And then I'm dang, okay, 30 minutes. And then, it is time consuming. It's a hobby. The gym is you got to set aside time for that.
That is crazy. Yeah. My goodness. That's bananas.
But that's a big one for me.
The gym. That's enough. I mean, that's hard to do. You're going to have to focus a lot on that to get them gains.
What about you, Michael?
I need to make a change.
I need to hear this story.
I did a test with my wife. Did you
what
hear about
the test
Sadie's
called?
Thing?
I would love to hear it.
So we did this thing called Viome, which is it's a company that basically measures all your levels for you.
Yep.
And it kind of tells you what foods are good for you, what foods are bad for you. For instance, olives, I actually doesn't work well with my body. Oh, but mushrooms.
How does he know that? That's
just, it's like your microbiome inside of you, and it'll change too throughout, like when you start adding different foods and stuff. Okay. And obviously, it's like cut out all the crap. You know, yep. Like there's like obviously fast food you shouldn't have, processed foods that. But like even down to like okay. Is certain leafy greens, like which ones are good for you?
Oh,
you
know, they get so there's really some specific. That don't really help.
It's well, for your body, for yeah, because your yeah. Every body has a different biome down yeah, there, apparently. Yeah. And okay. So, but then that, and then they measure like your cholesterol and like all these things, right, to like measure mm-hmm. your stuff. They measure saliva, blood, and stool, which that oh. was an adventure getting that. That was
so, how'd you okay? Yeah, blood and stool. I want to hear how you guys did this. Well, did you just do a little. Yeah. Pinprick uh-huh. for blood. Okay. What
didn't
was
go
the
well.
Oh wait, what? It didn't go well.
No.
Did you start like bleeding out? Or
I'm
something?
Not like you. I can't just.
Bro, you should have got used my clicker thing. It's easier. Did you?
It
did
was
you, like
a
use a pin.
Thing.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I can't help
it. Was
there.
A clicker
that
thing. I put it up to my thing, and all you have to do is just hit the button, and it goes. It's mm-hmm. spring powered. All you have to do is hit the button.
It's kind of the anticipation. Though,
I couldn't hit the button. I was like, oh.
It is really intense that first time. You're like, oh, this is gonna go
yeah.
right in my
yeah.
finger, and it's gonna
yeah,
hurt
yeah,
so bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we are gonna talk about Way of the Water. So just
oh yeah,
stick
we got
around.
Oh yeah, we got movies. I saw 5 movies. Michael saw quite
right,
a few. I'm
right.
sure.
If
so.
you don't want to hear about my finger thing, you can skip ahead. Yeah. We're talking about Way of Water in there. Yeah. So there you
don't
go.
Worry. We'll
but
we'll
I pricked my finger, and but anyways, the blood. Yeah. So I had Sadie do it. So then she popped. My
That's
finger.
Even. If having another person do it is also scary because you're like, yeah. when are they going to press it? It's like,
it
oh, crap.
Bad. It was bad. And apparently, I have really good
circulation
clotting.
Oh.
So it was very
oh,
hard to get the blood.
Oh.
Because it
that's
was
good. Yeah,
I
that's
pricked
good
to... it and it was just not coming out.
What?
So I had to do like a whole like windmill with your finger to
oh,
try to like.
Oh, you had
to
really circulate.
Yeah,
that
to try to fill up like a tiny thing of blood.
How much? Did you have to fill it out with?
I mean, it was actually a good amount. It was like that much.
Holy
it was like a vial.
Crap.
Yeah. It was
squeezing
a lot.
Squeezing all that from a little
they gave
paper?
You multiple pricks to do different fingers. Yeah. They
wow.
need blood. Well, they're doing
well,
they a whole thing.
They need different fingers, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's intense.
It's long story short, we did all that, and my biological age is 36 years old.
Oh, no.
And I'm not 36, guys. I'm 23.
He's not 36.
I need to make a change. To reverse that so I can come back to my biological
age. Did they show you like all the
age.
Info of how you get to that age?
Yeah, they have
like,
it all broken.
Does that
it's
work?
On my thing, or right. maybe it's somewhere. But like they have it all down. Like okay, you have really bad this, you have really bad that, you have really bad, you have great this. Like my cognitive is fine. There's like other like my cholesterol.
Oh, so was there like
a
memory
problem.
Test too? That you
no.
guys did? Okay, okay.
I think it just means like the juices
oh,
in your
yeah,
head.
Everything. I, yeah, everything's. Flowing.
I have no idea how they do it,
yo,
but.
Yo. Wow.
Dude, it was a problem.
Oh, no. That's,
So, the new year.
Yep.
First week of this new year, I'm going to 3. What? I have 3 appointments.
Holy crap.
Scheduled. I'm getting
busy.
A full blood panel. Like, I want to get all the numbers.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the year, I'm going to do a whole thing again to see where we're at.
This is good.
We're going
and you'll
hard.
Have to keep us updated here on the podcast.
Yeah. Because so for me, it's not necessarily about what I just want to get those numbers correct. So I have a feeling that's going to be cardio will be the main thing that we'll
sure.
be doing. So,
cardio helps everything. Yeah,
right.
That,
so we're because here's the thing. I haven't worked out in a long time since I got married.
After you got married, Mike's
just slowed down. Yeah. So.
Well, you
I
guys
gotta,
have been, like, so busy. Like, I've barely seen you except
I know.
For the podcast we've been doing.
It's
like,
it's, well, we've been
crap.
Flying around
well, yeah,
in California
Christmas
for so
and
long,
stuff.
Holidays.
Yep.
But it has been a grind, and so I need to do a cardio routine. But here's the problem with the cardio routine yep. is that it's really hard, like you're saying, to
yeah.
commit to what? What
like,
is my cardio thing going to be?
An hour of, like... being at the gym or more. That's like you have
right.
to do that like per day.
Right.
I mean, that's the
or
least
you,
probably.
Or do you just do like a
or,
sport?
Yeah.
Or something, you know?
Sports are interesting because with, well, there's snow outside now, so it's
exactly.
hard to get into
so, but then
sports.
Do you do a sport that's indoors? So it doesn't
yeah.
matter.
So there is, yeah, Corbin, or we had a friend saying we could join Frisbee, which
I was tempted.
Good. But that's only once a week, though. So you couldn't, like, that would
okay.
only get you cardio for
that's true.
One day.
That's true. Wait, I don't think it carries 30 over. Minutes per day, or is it just like 35?
I'm pretty sure it's per day. But I don't think you can like do like 5 hours.
Why not? Can you not?
I don't know, because it's like.
Is it that consistency?
I think it's per day because you have to burn off the carbs you, the calories you.
That's
you,
a bummer. Okay, like ate that, so then I have the that though. That's an option. We were also thinking about squash, which is like racquetball. Which is another indoor thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And my gym does have that. So, maybe that. So
wait, squash, is that, it's like racquetball?
Basically like racquetball. It uses
a net or
ball.
Something?
No, it uses a different ball.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't racquetball, know. We haven't played
you
it, so.
Get a lot of exercise.
I know, and your dad does.
My dad
does
plays
it,
every, he still plays like once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Every week.
Well, and that will be something
it's
that
good.
I
like,
thought
and he's,
about.
Yeah, he's doing really well. He's healthy, so.
He's healthy. Yeah, so he's that's what I gotta man. Do. I gotta do that. The hard part will be trying to find the right routine. Sadie's gonna do yoga, and she's 18. Biological.
Oh yeah, she
18.
Doesn't have to do anything.
I mean, that's just disgusting. So I'm the shop that's got to get worked on. So I gotta
Sadie's
make some changes.
Still gonna, she's doing yoga though. I bet that burns a lot of calories.
Well, and I heard a thing too. Like, think about it this way: if you knew that you had to own your car for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Would you not put a lot of work into it?
Oh yeah, yeah, that's
you know?
True. You got to do
it's
it.
It's the kind of thing. You know, this is important. we have this important. For the rest of our bodies
yeah.
are the only thing
it's
we have
only,
that will last.
Only thing, yeah.
Right.
We can't let it go. We can't let.
Yeah, you put so much time into your yeah. phone. Why put? You know, you got to put more time into.
Right,
your...
like we spend like at least what's oh. the screen time? I mean, oh. I spend like at least 5 hours a day.
Oh,
on my phone.
Dude, I spent like 12 hours the other day just playing Minecraft.
Oh. Well, there's a
but
reason
that was for a
some
reason.
Of
that.
That
was a
yeah.
reason. But still, like, I don't know. Anyways, yeah. Another thing I was thinking of was swimming, because that's also at our gym.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's I really good. Here's the thing, too. Though. If I were to do swimming, I would get a swimmer's earbuds. Because the problem with swimming for me is that you can't ears? Wear your earbuds.
Oh, yeah, and that's really boring if you're...
Well, and then Sadie was giving me a hard time because she's like, "Well, you can't just be alone for your thoughts." And I'm like, "No, because
wait. Because she said you should be alone with your
just
thoughts?
Yeah, it's like a meditative oh. kind of a thing, which is
well,
fine.
It depends. Sometimes yeah. it's like hard to. Sometimes it's worse when
because if you're dying,
you're overthinking.
Yeah,
if
you're thinking
you're,
about
yeah.
how your body is in so much pain.
Yeah.
Versus if you have a distraction.
Oh yeah, if you have a distraction,
you can just keep going yep. for longer. So that was my thought process.
Okay.
We'll yeah. see. We'll see what I do. Either hey. Way, though, we're gonna have to spend. I'm gonna have to spend some money on it. So I got to figure out which one I want.
So you have your. Do you still you still have your gym membership
yeah.
though? Okay. So you're good there with that. But yeah, like finding the time, like to do that too. Like at what point in the day do you go to the gym?
I know.
Like I've been thinking. So I go to the gym. Well, I was before Christmas and like last month. I was trying to do every weeknight. Like after work because
I was thinking
I have a little gym at my work. So right after I finish work, I go to the gym there. But I need to change something because this is another New Year's resolution maybe. I need to start work earlier because they kind of give me flexibility on like
oh, sure.
8 or 9. You sure. know, when do you want to start? I've started at 9 since I've been there
mm-hmm.
the past 6 months or so. And then I get done at like 5. And then I work out for like another hour. So it's already like 6 by
yeah,
the time.
It's dark.
And I'm like, yeah, and it's dark out. And it's actually kind of depressing because I'm like, man, I've like been at work all day and it's already 6. I get mm-hmm. home at like 6:30 and or 7. And it's like, oh, man, there's not much of the night left to like mm-hmm. do my own thing because the gym kind of takes over. Even though that's good to go to the gym, but I'm like, maybe I should get up really early. I need
right,
to get in
yeah.
the routine of maybe starting work early and going to
the
gym. The
big thing
early.
Is find a routine. That's
yeah.
the big thing.
Yeah. And I don't know. And I also feel like, yeah, earlier is probably better for me at
you
least.
You get started. You kind of
yeah,
get
yeah, because you're more energetic. And I feel like it would help me out with at work if I went to the gym early before I started because that kind of like activate like you I don't know it helps you mentally too if you work out
right.
beforehand the cardio
yeah.
gets the blood rushing
yeah
stuff because like it's sometimes tough when I get into work I'm like oh I don't want to work or it's like you know get that mental brain fog
mm-hmm.
type stuff so
mm-hmm.
I feel like if I start
earlier, that would help.
I'm so the I don't same know. Way. Yeah,
I'm definitely like an early bird kind of person. Yep, so it's same here, same here. But anyway, we should get.
So
to
yeah.
Movies
anyway, yeah, we talked about our New Year's resolutions.
Right, right.
What are yours?
Yeah, let us know in the comments. Or are we weenies for not having better?
Also, wait. Before we move on, what did you have to? Did you have to poop in a cup? I'm sorry. I gotta hear what happened.
So,
like, how do you send that in?
It's
like,
basically they make you put like a tarp on the toilet seat.
Oh.
And then you sit down and
And you hear splat.
No. Oh. And then you get a spoon, they give you a little thing.
Oh.
And you take a spoon and then you put it in their thing and then send it off.
Imagine the person who has to open that up and they're like, oh, well, this has been
sitting in a,
yeah,
so
it's been there for
gross.
A few days just.
Stewing.
Stewing.
Nasty.
Oh.
Anyways.
I would not want to be that person.
Avatar.
Anyway, yeah.
Speaking.
I just had to ask that question.
All for it.
Just in case any of our listeners had the same.
Speaking of poo, of
whoa!
Stinky poo, let's talk about Avatar Way of What? What? I just
what
like stirring the pot. Avatar, The Way of Water.
Yeah.
Let's get rolling on that.
Yes.
You saw it?
That. Yes, I
you
did.
You said you weren't going to see it. You said you might
well,
not
Well, no,
see
I
it.
Said I would see it if everyone else is going, and that's kind of what happened,
okay,
where,
right,
like,
yeah,
my
yeah.
brother, Ben, like, Ben was the one who set it up. He's like, we got to see this. And I'm like, okay.
You were like, nah.
And Ben didn't even finish the first one. So he started watching it.
What an
And
idiot.
He's like, this is kind of boring. And then he stopped. And I'm like, Ben, why would you want to see the second one?
Right. And fairly, you know, I understand that, you know.
Yep. But I do have some things to say about the second
okay,
one.
Okay, what did you think?
There's
what
some things
think?
That I liked about it.
I did too. I will say, though. In my
I'll pull
opinion,
up the IMDb here. Oh gosh, that is pretty high.
Okay. So also, 7.9. we're gonna bring some facts up too about this as well, because I think you gotta. So obviously, this was gonna be a box office thing, right?
Yep.
Do you know where it is right now in the box office?
So last I heard is, didn't they reach a billion or something?
They reached a billion
in
box
2 weeks?
Office. Yep.
That's worldwide though.
Well, we only talk worldwide
when
we talk box office.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
tall gross.
Yeah.
Lifetime gross.
So,
everything.
I mean, that sounds really good. Are they on their way to beating the first one?
They are on. So the first Avatar has almost $3 billion.
Gosh. Oh gosh. Okay.
So
they got a lot.
Avatar: The Way of Water is currently on lifetime gross. It is at number 14.
Okay.
Which is not bad.
Yeah.
Can you guess the top five?
Oh,
do you think you
man.
Can guess the top five? I mean, you know the top two. Maybe even the top three.
Top five? Well, I know there's a Harry Potter in
there.
There's
only five that have crossed
$2 billion. Titanic.
Right? Yep.
That's number three. One of the Harry Potters, I think, got up.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Crap.
Well, you know number one. Go number one.
Avatar.
Or Avatar. Yep. Number two.
Is Titanic?
Nope.
Wait, what? Okay.
What's the other movie? You know this. The other movie that was racing for it. That beat it out and then didn't.
Oh. Wait, is Endgame up there?
Endgame.
Yes.
Endgame.
Yes.
That's number two.
Okay. And
number
then
three,
Titanic.
Four.
I don't know about four and five.
Four and five is Force Awakens and then Infinity War.
Oh, what? Force Awakens was up there?
I don't know.
Wow, I guess it makes sense.
And then the next one, number six, is Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh.
I didn't see it.
And the one you haven't seen, you little nut. Okay. Wow.
What did you think of Way of Water?
Yeah, so, I don't know where to start. So, I love, of course, I mean, everyone says this, but I love the practical effects. The way they did the water effects, like a lot of that was they did that
in
with
water.
Editing. Well, and so they had pools, but
yeah.
like the oceans and stuff.
Oh yeah,
that was like all edited and stuff, and like whatever software they were using for the waves and stuff.
Clean.
It looked amazing. And the scene, there were some scenes. Well, there was a lot of underwater scenes, but like the motion tracking underwater was incredible.
Right. Yeah.
Like I still don't know how you would do that. Like, because the waves and the way water distorts like just the light and stuff that hits a person and stuff. Like, how would they motion capture that? It's crazy.
I know. They had to make new technology.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And so that's really cool how they did that.
Bananas.
And there were just some really beautiful scenes. Like, you know, of course, this movie was more about the world building than the plot.
Right.
And I went into it expecting that, but still, it's like they got to do more for the plot, because it's not that great. And I don't know if we want to get into spoilers right away, but I don't know. It also, like, the water world was cool, but then it got a little too long.
Right.
I don't know if you felt the same way. Oh, yeah. I know some people out there just love the world building and love the setting, and they're like, sure, I could watch, you know, hours and hours of this and it wouldn't matter if it's a plot or not. But, sure, like, still, it's a movie. I feel like you gotta have some, like, a really good storyline too to make it a five star for me. Like, it has to have a good plot for me to rate it really high. And that's just me. I don't know. I thought the plot for this one, yeah, was not that great, because it was very predictable.
Yeah.
And especially with the villain that they used in this one, it's like, oh,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know if we, I mean, spoilers, we are going to get into spoilers.
So that was my biggest, I won't do so spoiler per se, but my biggest gripe was that villain arc.
Yeah.
That villain to me, I think, was very cheap and unoriginal.
And his motive was so dumb. I thought it was the dumb, we should get into spoilers.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the number 14 top grossing movie ever. Yeah, don't get out of my...
whoops, got an extra hand in here.
If you haven't seen it, go see it. If you don't care about spoilers, okay. Anyways, you can skip ahead too if you want to. But, Avatar, The Way of Water, the villain, his motive.
Like,
the villain was the guy in the other
one. The colonel guy.
That died.
Yep, and they had his memories and stuff. They had that in a computer chip, of course.
Right.
And he comes back as an avatar, and, like, his only motive is to just kill Jake.
I know.
That's the plot of the whole movie. He doesn't even really care about, so, like, the other army, the people,
economic development, they were saying, nothing. Yeah,
well, and they hinted at the very beginning of the movie, they hinted that there was gonna be, like, they wanted to take over the forest again or something.
Yeah.
They're like, we need this, and then that wasn't even the plot, which
no.
that plot also would have been kind of dumb, because they used that in the first one, so either way the plot wouldn't have been that great. But this one was just so weird how he just was so mad at, well, at Jake for killing him, I guess, but, like, I feel like, so they, I don't know, I it just doesn't make a good plot. It's like, oh, that's very just linear. It's like, okay, he's just mad. He's angry.
Well, and
hates Jake Sully, and he wants to kill his family and all that. And he just goes after him the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole movie.
The fact that he is the same person really bugged me too. Because it's pick a new bad guy. Like,
right?
This villain in the previous one, who was, like, a good villain for that one, right? Say what you will.
Yeah.
But he died.
Clearly
died. Okay, close the book on him. Let's get a new baddie for this giant arc that we're going to have in 4, 5, and 6, or 3, 4, and 5 at least. Like, James Cameron's going to have a bunch of these movies coming out.
Yeah, and okay, and that's another
thing.
What's
going on, you know?
He's going to, like, what's going to happen in the third one? He's going to be back, right? Or what?
Right,
because
he didn't even die!
Yeah, so it's like they're dragging this out. I think he's going to be the villain for at least he's going to be the villain in the next one for sure.
I don't think so. I have a feeling, and we actually thought it was going to happen in this movie. I think what will happen over that 5-series arc is they're going to actually make Jake... The bad guy. They're going to make the bad guy.
Miles.
They're going to make Miles. I think they're going to make Miles a good guy. I think they're going to make Miles a good guy in the next movie or the movie after, and then make the economic, you know, people that are, like, killing whales. That's going to be the problem.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, it's just like, what? Like, and I know, so James Cameron, he filmed a lot of the third one as he was filming this one.
I know.
He was like, I don't want the actors to get too old, you know, and then we'll have to, you know, switch it up and stuff. So he was like, I'll just film a lot of it at the same time. So the third one, I think, has everything filmed.
Yeah, they're all done.
But did you hear that he has like 5 or 6 hours of footage, and he wants the editors to, or that he wants the special effects team to make the special effects for that full 5 or 6 hours. Like for the first cut, for the first edit thing. He's like, do it all. And that's like a ton of work. Like, wouldn't you edit it down first and then like add the special?
That's effect? Wild.
But like, it's he's just a
make
nut.
A 7-hour movie.
To be honest, James Cameron, like, I don't know. A lot of what he's been saying lately is just, in my eyes, it seems really prideful. And he's like, oh, you know, this will, of course, be at the top. You know, this movie is the best movie of all time. Like, you're going to see this movie 3 or 4 times, which, sorry, James, I have only seen it once.
So now, are you going to
see it
again?
Michael, how many times have you seen it?
One.
Yeah. I have
ask
not
me if I'm
going to
see
it again.
Ask me if
are you
going to
see it again?
No.
See, James, you got us wrong. You don't know the audience.
I know.
Audience,
I
like,
am watching a movie tomorrow, though. And
better
that,
not be Avatar.
No.
Okay.
You know what it is?
What?
Violent Night.
Oh! With your dad?
Yeah.
He hasn't seen it yet?
No.
Oh, this is going
to
be great. Oh, you got to let me know.
Because at the end of the day, we just want to have fun.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Avatar is a good movie. It's a good thing to watch. You should watch
it,
but watch it once.
I would
it's
say one-time watch. It's really long. Yeah, it's just like, okay, it was the best thing about the movie was that they introduced like the water world. Like that's the only thing that really kept my interest because the plot sure didn't. So I'm like, okay, ooh, this new like setting is pretty cool. Well, what are they going to do for the third one? Are they going to, like, introduce another biome or something or a new environment? Like, that's the only way I think they could keep the audience in.
Well, they could do fire.
Yeah, that's true.
They could do, just do the, all the elements
yeah,
and try to be more
could.
Like the Avatar, the Airbender.
Yeah, they did. Because
they already did water
Avatar
and they kind of did air because, you know, now they need fire and earth.
Oh, or, like, they could do, like, an air city or, you know, just like a sky city or something. Too.
Yeah.
That'd
or
be...
like a magma fire people.
Fire
Then they're just really leaning into the,
the last Airbender.
The real Avatar that people like.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
The Avatar, the blue people. Notice how it's never Avatar. Like if you say Avatar, you think Avatar, the last Airbender.
Yeah.
You don't think Avatar the Blue, until someone prefaces like, oh, Avatar the Blue People.
Yeah.
Everyone
you
has
to say
that. Avatar
really,
the Blue People.
Yeah, because more people know the animated show.
Yeah, because Ben.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's Ben.
It's true. Oh,
it's
man.
Ben.
Oh, man.
It's Ben.
Oh, hot takes.
And you know what? You could probably watch the entire series of Avatar quicker than you could watch those two movies back to back.
Almost, but
maybe not quite, but anyways.
But yeah, like
how's your
overall,
top 10 going?
Oh, pretty good. One thing I wanted to mention about Avatar, which I'm sure you saw too, the spider kid. We can't
the worst
move
actor.
On from this until we talk about spider.
The worst actor I've
terrible
ever
actor. Like he kept saying bro all the time and it's like it didn't fit like the setting. I don't know, it was just weird. And then, like, his motives were so weird. Like, he was on the Avatar's side, but then when he hung out with the Colonel, like, he started, like, kind of enjoying... Remember when they were flying around, and he was, like, teaching the Colonel how to fly on...
Yeah.
And like, he was actually enjoying it. He's like, oh, yeah, this is great.
I know.
And then once the Colonel starts, like, burning the I don't know, the little huts and stuff, the water people's...
so dumb. I mean, it was shockingly bad. I wanted to know who his family was because there's no way he got that role.
Yeah, how the heck did he get
that?
Because
he was a good actor.
Because, like, and just the way he would act was so weird. He was like, he could have, well, okay, yeah, he couldn't have run away, I guess, because he had that tracker on him. But it was just weird how he would act. He would, like, almost be on the Colonel's side. And then he'd switch and be like, oh, but, oh, now you're hurting people or now you're burning their huts or whatever. Now I'm mad at you, but I'm not, I'm just going to run and try to run away. And like, I don't know. He was just not convincing. And it was just
bad
overall. Very cheesy. He didn't need to be there. Like, what was his, I mean, I guess for the ending, he was there for the ending, I guess.
He was horrible. It was just a horrible thing.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I was trying to look up just now what the family was like.
Oh, yeah.
There was nothing.
No ties?
Nothing going on.
What? Oh.
Nothing like, that I could see, but I'm sure he had some.
Oh, he's been in a lot. Oh. Wait, was he in the original Avatar? What is this?
I don't know. There's no way. No way he was in the original.
Oh, crap, he's in Avatar 3, of course.
Dude, of course. I hope he dies.
Avatar 4. They've already put him.
I hope they kill off a couple more of those kids and a couple more. Definitely that spider. Because, I mean, like, just the acting was so bad it took you out of it.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. How? He was in Endgame?
Dude. Bro. No. You know, like, no.
Sad. But, yeah, I don't know. That really took me out of the.
Yeah. The film, I'm right there too. With you. It's a horrible time. But how's your top 10 going?
Like good. There were
some flagship movies.
Why did I say good?
Movies this year ended up flopping.
Oh yeah,
that are taking away from our top ten.
Some people still love it. So like, Avatar, I did give 3.5 out of 5, but that's not going to be on my top 10.
Right, but so like I was expecting. There was a few that I was like, okay, I'm excited.
Yeah,
Glass Onion.
Yes.
Death on the Nile.
Yes.
Like all these big ones, like.
And
you know,
okay,
Thor,
Banshees of Inisherin.
Nope.
Banshees.
Also, what was the other one that we just watched?
Glass.
Well, yeah, Glass Onion. Oh, The Menu. I was really.
I know.
Expecting that to be better. And
I only have 5 movies that are above a 3.5.
I only have 5 movies that I can really put on my list.
Oh,
or there's.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I'll check it right now. But it's pretty. Pretty rough. I thought this year would be better.
We're just going against
the grain though, because everyone, like so many people, love Glass Onion. And I'm like, where is this coming from? I was looking at the reviews. It's still really highly rated. Like, I've been watching some top 10 videos and stuff, and like people, a lot of the movie critics put it on their top 10. I'm like.
That's crazy.
What did we watch
crazy.
A different movie? Like, what is going on?
I don't know.
Same with some of the others that we saw, like Banshees. I understand why people would put that on their top 10, but it's just too depressing for me. I don't want to put movie that I didn't enjoy watching on the top 10. Like, sure, the acting was incredible, but like I did not enjoy it. So that's another one that I'm like, oh, this is gonna be great. It's mm-hmm. like a 8.2 mm-hmm. or whatever on IMDb. This will be fun. And then it's like, oh,
no dice.
This is super depressing. Same super with The sad. Menu. That was like, I was like, oh, okay. How it ended and stuff. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, pretty depressing.
Didn't keep
lots
you there.
Of suicide. I don't really like this. So,
I know. There's a lot of movies that we just are not for. And I mean, this is a bleak outcome. What are the movies that we want to be able to watch? I mean,
yes, so
apparently
we got our
next
list.
Week is going to be our top 10.
Yes, that's our next week. We're going to do our top 10.
But here's
maybe
the thing,
have
guys.
A worst movie
we
of
are
2022.
Flying into that. With like the train is flying in and it's not even on rails. Like we're off the rail. We're flying off because we have nothing. Like we're like, all right, next week. And we're
like,
what movies
like,
are
what
we going to
win? So we do have a list going.
We need a saving grace. Well, there's no way we can watch all these movies on the list.
No. But we got to pick and choose. But there's an A24 one called After Sun, which is really highly rated. Babylon, we probably will not see.
The Whale.
The Whale. Yep, that's a huge one.
Another problem too is
R, Triple R. That's on like everybody's top 10 list.
I know.
It's
I do want to watch that.
It looks really fun.
It
so
does.
I want to see that.
I like that movie. If there's a movie that makes it seems like a funny, fun time, like I'm down.
Yep. Ben put 2 on here recently: The Quiet Girl and Decision to Leave.
Hmm.
I don't know what those are. We'll see. 13 Lives is supposed to be a really good movie.
Mm.
Let's see what else. Pinocchio, that I haven't seen that yet.
Mm. Yep.
All Quiet on the Western Front. Empire of Light.
There's a good amount of movies that we should be watching.
Yeah.
Should we just like split it up?
We should.
Or what should we do?
Tomorrow, if everyone's available, we could like watch one together, like the best one on the list or the one
right.
we think
which
will
one
be the
do
best.
You want to do?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. Oh, man. Well, The Whale is supposed to be
Let's
really
do it.
Good.
I love
Should
it.
We?
I love it.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
But like then after that, we should kind of split it up and see if we can divide and conquer in that way.
I have a question for you for yep. Would you rather?
Oh, okay.
New Year's edition.
Ooh.
Would you rather make a resolution to give up all of your sweets so you can't have any sweets?
Okay.
Anything. No sugar. Nothing sweet. Ooh. That's one.
Oh boy.
Or you have to give up showering and baths.
Oh my gosh, this is too easy, bro. I would give up sweets. No, no questions.
But
asked.
Could you?
Yeah, because I recently, I don't know, sweets aren't doing it for me.
All right, all right. Would you rather have to make
I'm more the salty kind. I like salty foods.
Ew.
Ew. What?
That's a weird way you said
like,
that.
Like chips and stuff.
Would
like,
you yeah. rather...
Like... What?
Would you rather have to make all 100 New Year's resolutions?
Oh!
Or would you rather eat 100 meatballs?
What? Oh. Both would be very time consuming. And one, you'd feel very sick after.
Right, but I mean, you'd be sick the whole year
well,
with all those resolutions.
Ooh, man.
You know what I'm
Doesn't
saying?
Doesn't say I have to complete them.
That's a good point.
I would go with the New Year's resolutions because I could do tiny ones like shower every morning, like you know, like
yeah,
like get out of bed.
Mini goals. I like
yeah,
it.
Get
they
out of
say
bed.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
Say that's the way
true.
To do it. Would
so
you rather live in Times Square for a year in one of those crystal? Have you seen those
I've
people do it?
I've never been to Times Square, but
you know where it is. Oh, it's yeah. in New York City, so yeah.
It's very
it's,
busy.
But sometimes
all the time.
People will do stunts where they stay and there's like you can like. Set up like a box.
What?
Like in the middle of Times Square, okay. like a glass box, and you have to stay there for X amount of time. Streamers have done it. People have, you know, like.
Oh my gosh.
So you have to stay there for a year.
So they're pretending to be homeless. Is that
No. They're in a box,
oh,
like with
wait.
Their stuff.
Oh,
and they're
just a box? Like what?
Like a clear crystal.
Oh,
let me show you.
Interesting.
I think someone did it at one point where it's like they're
Here,
chilling.
Should we
there.
Pull it up?
I can look it up quick. Okay. But would you rather do that or would you rather stay on the International Space Station?
For how long? Wait, did you say
a year?
A year for either of those. Okay. Oh my goodness. I don't know. The space station would be sweet. That's like a one in a lifetime experience.
Yeah.
Just 1 year, that's not super long. I mean, you'd have so many stories
mm-hmm.
come back home.
Mm-hmm.
Friends and family and be like, hey, I was out in space for a year. Like,
so
who knows what
this is what Ludwig did. I don't think it was on Times Square, but he basically had a 12 by 12 glass box that he would
oh
had his stuff in.
Oh, my gosh.
And people could go and watch him while he was
okay.
doing it. He did that for 30 days, I think.
30 days?
Something
That's
like that.
Wild.
Maybe not. I don't know. I didn't follow it too closely. But.
Okay. So he would, like, what would he do in the box? Like, game and
Play
stuff?
Play games.
Oh, that's
hilarious. Yeah, stream. He would be streaming, obviously. That
yeah.
Would,
oh, yeah, yeah,
point.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Yep.
And, yeah, just doing weird
he
stuff.
He couldn't get out of the box?
No.
Dang, that sounds like torture.
Well,
I
mean,
would take space.
But then you're also stuck in space the whole time, too, you know?
Yeah, but, like, that'd be so much fun.
That's true. It would be,
like
you were saying,
like,
it is a once-in-a-lifetime
experience. I mean...
Opportunity.
Yeah, I think I would pick that.
Hmm.
So, what about you?
I'd probably do the International Space Station, too. I think it'd be fun if I could bring all my stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, again, like once in a lifetime.
Play Minecraft in space.
From space. Poning noobs on
yeah.
Bed Wars.
You're like, hey, guys,
I'm from
in
space, you
right
nerd.
Now. Like, ha, ha,
loser,
ha.
I'm right by the satellite. I have the best connection.
I love that.
Oh, gosh. Uh-oh. Would you rather have to eat 100 chocolate bars on New Year's Day or never eat chocolate for the year?
I would say never eat chocolate. I'm not.
I think you're
chocolate.
Saying that right now because we're starting off the new year and we're starting off with
yeah.
our resolution.
Yeah, you
so
know
you're
what?
Like, I'm
we're
not gonna do that.
To our
I'm not gonna do that. Like you're ready.
Yes.
You're not gonna give in
I
and
don't
just eat
give
the chocolate.
In to this.
Right.
No
you're,
sweets for me.
You're
no
holding
chocolate
fast.
For me.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Okay.
But I can't give up salty foods.
Okay. Would you rather make a resolution to give up meat for the new year or give up drinking anything other than water?
Ooh.
And that includes coffee.
Oh, I don't like this one. I have to have my coffee. I've become an addict. Remember when I used to not drink coffee?
I know,
but now I like can't. I can't go.
You've been converted.
You have. You did that to me. You've done this to me.
I converted you.
Let's see. So no meat.
No meat.
No meat.
That is correct.
Like
no meat.
Any meat? Like that's. Oh my gosh. This is tough. I mean. I couldn't go to Chick-fil-A anymore.
That's the biggest thing you're worried about.
I'll give up meat because I gotta have my coffee.
Good man, good man.
Because like, how am I gonna survive?
I'm in the resolution mood too. I'm gonna give up meat as well.
Dude, I love how all these are.
I'm not even kidding. Yesterday I bought mushrooms at the store. I don't go for mushrooms, dude.
Bro, I know.
But it's my superfood. Okay. Meaning it's like, this is super good for me. Bro, Papa pulled the trigger.
You don't really like mushrooms, dude.
Nah.
You're going to have to like just start stuffing them until you like it.
I know. We've started eating healthier now.
Nice. Oh, are you doing the HelloFresh?
Yeah.
Nice.
But now we're picking the HelloFresh based off our food. So
and
it's
they
like,
all have mushrooms.
Yeah, so we're doing that. For lunch, I had like a mushroom artichoke salad. Let me tell you, dude, too, when you start eating healthy,
are you already feeling the farts?
Crazy.
I was not expecting
they're
that.
Bananas. Like, what? They're crazy.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's because your biome's like, we gotta rearrange.
Yeah, your stomach's like, what's going
anyways,
on
so I'm gonna be honest with you. I haven't seen any other movie besides what? Avatar this entire year.
You gotta be joking. Are you serious?
I'm joking, no.
Oh, crap.
I texted Sadie beforehand. I was like, wait, what movies did we see? Did we see any? And she was like,
no. Did you finish any shows or what did you.
No. We watched Christmas movies. If that
okay.
counts.
I mean, I saw a Christmas movie too.
I mean, but oh, we've seen all these movies before.
Sure, yeah.
So
we shouldn't get.
We watched. So Sadie had never seen Home Alone, so we watched Home Alone 1 and 2.
Did she like it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Home Alone 1 and 2, The Grinch, a couple of Klaus we watched again.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I heard watched.
Yes.
So you want to talk about that a bit?
So, yeah. So, I watched Klaus for the first time. I gave it a 4.5 out of 5.
This I like
is
it, dude.
A great movie,
isn't it?
Great Christmas movie, but seriously, like the message behind it is so good. Like it's a beautiful movie, and the animation is top notch. And it's like it's kind of got that old animation feel.
I know,
like the classics. It's like this is a classic.
It's beautiful.
It feels like this could have come out like early 2000s too. It's like very. It's awesome how you can watch this. Like any year, like in 2050 when we get there, or like it's just like crazy. It's very, very good. I gave it a 4.5. I would just recommend seeing it.
Yeah,
I don't want to get
too.
Too much into the plot.
It's a Christmas movie.
Yep.
Called Klaus. It's on Netflix.
Yep.
It's a beautiful movie. I agree with you. Beautiful is such a good word too. The ending is just.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's so good. My parents loved it. My mom loved it.
I told you.
Normally, she's not super into, like, Santa movies and stuff. But this is... They did this in a way where it's like, there's more behind it.
I know.
It's not like, oh,
there's meaning
magic Santa.
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
there was
so much meaning and emotion behind the whole movie. So, I love it. It's so good.
I think it got nominated for an Academy, too.
Oh, yep.
I'm
yep,
pretty sure.
Yeah, it was. Yep. I think it was on the list.
What else
sadly,
did you
it didn't win.
I know.
But did you vote for that?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
did. Yeah.
I remember. That's why I remember, because I was like, I got to go with my heart.
You went with the heart?
Yeah.
It's good stuff. I'm sure it is. Or Pixar won, right?
Yeah. Oh, a dumb one, I think.
But yeah, also, let's see, what else did I see?
Oh, I did watch something new. It was a miniseries. Okay,
ooh,
but you keep going.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just
remembered. I rewatched See How They Run with the relatives. They loved it. Fun movie. Overall, a really fun time. Okay, I saw Tropic Thunder.
Let's go.
Bro, I don't know. Like, oh, man. Warning, before watching this movie, make sure, like, it's got a lot of language,
yes,
some inappropriate stuff.
And it's amazing. This is a cult classic.
I would say, yeah, it's really funny in parts, But then sometimes it just goes overboard. Like when, like Tom Cruise, like what the crap?
I know.
Like,
this is when comedies were comedies.
He was totally different.
I know.
Like nowadays his role is the same in like every movie. In Tropic Thunder, he's like this wild dude. He like does these weird dances.
Yeah, I know.
Like the ending, that was all improv.
It was beautiful.
Like, but then he also like just throws out F-bombs every second. So that kind of got on my nerves a little bit. But like, it's crazy. This is such a wild movie.
A lot of people did different roles. Robert Downey Jr. had an interesting role too. Guys, Tropic Thunder, you have to like this movie a little bit because here's the thing. This movie is so ballsy. And no one's gotten in trouble for this movie.
I'm surprised.
Robert Downey Jr. didn't get in trouble for anything. He's not apologized for anything. He's like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it? Yeah, like, it was beautiful.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's a cult classic.
And Ben Stiller directed it.
You could not make
this
movie today, by the way.
Oh, no. I don't.
What did you rate it?
Well, okay, so I give 3.5.
Okay. That's fine. I give it 4.
Some of the jokes didn't really work for me because it was just, it was really crude in some parts. And I'm like, okay, that doesn't, I mean.
Did you watch it with your family?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's good.
We did not. I did not. Yeah. But Ben and Caleb saw it. Ben thought it was over the top in quite a few areas. And he's like, but he said it was okay and stuff. So.
Okay.
But, and Caleb enjoyed it, I think, too. But like, there's some parts in there that are hilarious. Like when the director, spoilers, steps on the landmine at the very beginning, he blows up, and they're all like there, and they're like, oh wait, oh that was totally a stunt. Ben Stiller, I think it was, he grabs the guy's head that had blown off, and he's like, look, this is fake, and then he licks the. He like puts something from the head in his mouth and like he's like, look, this is fake blood. He's like, oh wait, oh this is really nasty. He's like, wait a second. That was like one of the funniest scenes.
Oh yeah,
it was
out there and disgusting.
The whole plot is wild. Yeah, these actors being thrown in the wild basically, and they think it's a movie set, but it's not.
Right,
which is a good plot. I mean, it's a really fun plot.
Yeah, it's definitely like it's a intense movie. It's like there's a lot going on, so it's not for the faint of heart. But I think for people that enjoy, if you like Violent Night, you'll love that movie.
Oh, exactly. Let's put that as a barometer. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Okay. Anything else that you watched?
Let's see. I did watch one more, and you're not gonna like it.
What did you watch?
I watched Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. Guess what this is rated on IMDb? Throw out a guess before I pull it up here.
I'm going to guess it's like 7.9.
7.8.
Okay.
You're very close.
All right.
Very close. So this movie.
Don't try to defend it, by the way. I saw that. Don't try to be like, oh, the reason
why. Did you watch this?
No!
Oh, okay. The animation is really cool. It's kind of like.
Dude, you haven't even seen the other Puss in
Boots. Oh, yeah, I have.
You've seen all of them?
There's only two, but yes, I've seen the...
Never mind then. All right, I stand
corrected. I haven't seen Shrek, though, which is a big problem.
Oh, my
gosh. This is based off of... He comes from Shrek, so... So, anyway, like...
Guys,
I saw this
can
movie.
You, like... Can
well,
you... comment F in the chat, because Isaac... Literally, like,
I love all the hate. I'm
he didn't have a childhood. Oh, the man didn't watch Shrek as a kid.
I know.
He watches this movie.
Blame my mother. We can watch like a lot.
Blame
of
my mother. Goodness.
But this movie overall was fun. I mean, I think it should be a little lower than 7.8. It did have a really good message that you don't see in a lot of animated movies. I mean, this is 10 times better than any like Minions movie or anything like that. So
right.
This is at the top. This is almost up to par with like a Pixar movie. So this is DreamWorks, but it's like right at the edge where this is like.
This is the only franchise DreamWorks has left. That's the problem.
Wait.
DreamWorks has like.
They're probably going to come out with another Shrek movie. Who knows?
Well, right. That's what I mean. This is the only thing they
That's
have.
That's true. Yeah. But I would say, yeah, the message is good. It's fun overall. And also, Florence Pugh voice acts in this movie. Now you know why I watched it.
This is why you watched it!
To be honest, no, I had... No. I actually had no idea she was...
Shut up!
But, like, immediately...
Isaac follows Flores...
The first word...
Follows her main Instagram account. He follows her ghost account. He follows all of the accounts.
But... Like the
I have
first
tears
word
in my eyes.
Said like I immediately recognized it was her. I was like, literally,
at first ear, you were like, oh.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was fun.
That's good.
But
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. Is this going to be on your top 10?
I will not disclose.
It totally is going to be on his top 10.
It depends on if
to
I
be
can
fair,
find
though,
five other movies.
Yeah, to be fair, if there's not that many movies out, I mean, we're taking what we can get.
We thought so many movies would be good this year, and they just didn't hit the mark. I know.
There were so many that just we thought they had it, and they didn't.
Yeah.
I did watch a miniseries.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
So the miniseries I watched was The Santa Clauses on Disney Plus. Now, did you ever watch? Now, I know you had a child.
I saw Santa Claus.
You saw Santa Claus.
Not any of the sequels.
Okay, which is fine.
Yeah. I've heard
the original is the Santa Claus. Okay.
Okay.
And then the sequel is the Santa Claus 2, where he has to find a wife, and then.
Why'd you watch that?
Dude, the Santa Clauses. Let me tell you about this.
This is a show or a movie?
This is a miniseries.
Oh my god!
Seven things to this miniseries. Let me tell you, we were astonished that Disney was okay with this going out. We were astonished because there were so many political jokes. Because Tim Allen is by no means quiet about what political side of the thing.
He threw that like
so many jokes. Yeah.
Really?
We were astonished.
What?
Like he was.
But like what kind of jokes? Like they couldn't have been that crazy.
Like I mean, like definitely, like it was like a satire on our culture.
Okay.
Where it was like the elves were like talk because he's like he was thinking about retiring. This Santa guy is thinking about retiring. He's been Santa for so long, and then they were like he was like looking at the list, and they're like, well, you can't actually call them naughty anymore. They're just misunderstood. And then so and so has ADHD, and Santa was like, none of that. Like he was like, and so it was from his. So I was like, wow.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So
Interesting.
It's definitely
that
if
is,
you have
that's a little edgy
so
right there.
We want to show it to our dad who's like this like old like crotchety
he's
thinking
very
about
political right?
political yeah. wanting to retire like they would love this.
Okay.
So we were shocked.
The episodes are really pretty low. Is it because it gets too political?
I just think it's not that great of a show. I mean, it's a Christmas movie for sure. For first off, and Christmas movies normally don't do that well.
Wait, how long are these episodes? Because like, how are there
30 minutes? 30 minutes.
Okay.
We watched it all in a night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. I didn't even know this was I didn't know this was coming out.
Yeah. No, we watched that Christmas style.
Okay.
Because why not, you know?
Okay. Yeah. All right. So what would you rate this? Like the series?
It's not on Letterboxd, which made me sad. Yeah. So I don't know what I would rate it. Without Letterboxd, I'm lost. I'd probably rate it like a 3.5, though. I wasn't really paying attention.
6.3 on IMDb.
Right? I really wasn't paying attention. I'm gonna be honest.
To the whole show.
I was listening into the jokes, but like I.
were you like playing Minecraft?
No, I was building all my Lego that I got for Christmas.
We're gonna have to talk about that offline here. Once we get our Lego podcast,
yes.
We can talk about it all.
Yes,
the time.
I got a. I got the Pyramid of Giza. And then I got another one.
Which one?
I have a story about that too. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
But anyways, we should get to Song of the Week.
Oh, we're already there.
Yeah, we're there.
Also, one of these days when Ben's here, we got to talk about Dark. Because Ben and I finished the whole show.
Finally.
Yes. But, oh my goodness. We have a lot to say. But it's one of my favorite TV shows of all time.
That's good. It's
just leaving it at that.
A hint
to our review.
I really like it.
It is so good. But wait, you didn't finish the third season, did you?
No.
Bro, it gets so much better. Like
I thought it was good before.
I know,
that
right?
Too.
But it keeps like every episode.
No, I know. I've heard
like,
great things.
Holy
I know,
crap.
I know.
But yeah, anyway,
what's
that's
your song
a little
of the
hint
week?
At one of the future episodes. We'll be talking about that.
I like
for
it.
Sure.
Where is Ben?
Oh, he's probably watching the Vikings game or something.
Or he's frolfing.
Oh, he actually is.
While watching the Vikings.
In the snow, he's disc golfing. Like, that's intense.
Did you hear about that, though? The Vikings had the biggest comeback ever.
Oh, yeah, and I missed all of them. Like, it's so weird. I didn't even watch the games. Like, I should have been watching.
We were in California, and my dad and I were there at my sister's grad show, and we went to get lunch. We sat down, the Vikings game was on. We're like, wow, the Vikings game was on.
I bet your dad was like, oh, I got it. Stay here.
He had no idea. Well, no, we literally got there at 2 minutes left on the clock.
Holy crap!
So we're like, oh wow, yeah. It's tied. Wow, cool. And then we just watched it. We didn't realize that beforehand, the Vikings were down like 33-0.
Oh yeah.
And then so we had just gotten there when they caught up.
Like, I think he stopped watching at one point, and then once he heard they started catching up, like,
we have a friend that left the game.
What?
They were there and they left at halftime.
Ooh. Oh, okay, a bandwagon fan?
No. Oh, dude, you always leave at halftime if you're getting slaughtered.
Yeah, I mean, 35 points, 33 points.
Well, right. Oof. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, so, and they didn't want to get in traffic. They're like, this is a blowout.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They're doing well, and, like, today's game is Green Bay against them.
So that's cool. That's how much we know about
football. Wow, this is the first time I think we've ever talked about sports on
Let me tell you, we ain't having a sports podcast,
no,
that's for sure.
We're not.
We don't know
that.
Jack.
We can branch
Dilly
off
squawk
into Legos. We're not branching off into sports.
Yeah, for sure. So, speaking of music, what's your song of the week?
Okay, my song of the week is called Tossing and Turning by Arlie.
Okay. So, I think I know this one. Let's pop it up.
Oh,
Tossing
really?
And Turning, Turning by Arlie.
Let's see. Okay, I'm going to pull it up on YouTube here. I can't show it because we'll get copyright strikes.
So many copyright strikes.
Let's see. Let's see if the audio is... Oh, yeah. I didn't play this one, right?
I don't remember it.
Okay. This is definitely my vibe.
So you.
Here, I'll skip a little bit. It's definitely my vibe. Yeah,
oh, so that was beautiful, dude.
Week.
I love that.
Also, I've been listening to a ton of Aurora. Oh my gosh.
You?
Yeah, you got me back into it, and like, she's incredible. I downloaded like so many of her songs.
She was
so
my
good.
Top album that I listened to that year. The recap.
This year? Yep, the recap.
There, she
I like
was my
how
top
Apple's
album.
Doing that now.
I do too. They
like
needed
the,
to. They needed to
yeah.
keep up.
Spotify
people love posting that, and if you don't have it, you are get behind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, mine
sure. Oh, yeah.
is
Let
called Cut Deep by Matt Mason. It's on my thing.
Ooh.
And I Sorry, don't remember
right
what
away.
It sounds like.
Official lyrics.
So let's hope it's not too wild.
Ooh.
I hope there is.
Cut deep and I'm still alive.
Ooh. Oh.
Is it showing the screen or is it showing you?
No.
Okay. Have you heard this song?
No. This is great.
Whoa.
Oh, this is the vibe.
There you go.
Oh, wow. That
Matt
is
Mason,
great.
Cut Deep.
Good song.
Got some
choice.
Emotion.
I like
emotion
it. Yeah.
Emotion to it, you know what I'm
that's,
saying? Dude?
That's a good song. Got to download
yes, sir.
That one now. Sweet.
Yep. That's all we got.
Fun times. Cool.
All right, guys.
Very cool.
kids.
We will see you next
Take
week.
Take it easy. Stay breezy.
Be ready for our top 10 episode coming next week.
We'll see.
Whether we're ready for it or not, we got to get that top 10 list in there.
We do. All right.
And also, we'll probably have like a worst movie of 2022.
We'll have some bonus
And
movies.
Then also, yeah, most anticipated films. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Will Ben be here for that?
Yes. Well, okay. Better. Yeah, right, I told him. I was like, you got to
strong arm him into that. Yeah.
We'll have Ben. And who knows? If Sadie wants to join in too,
maybe right now she's doing the D&D. So
oh,
we'll see.
Yes, sounds all right. Good. Okay,
take we'll it see easy. You
next week.